Quick break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about this. We'll also have the Fire 3 coming up, fourth segment. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoette.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is determined to curtail your constitutional right to keep and bear arms under his administration. Join the fight to protect the Second Amendment in California. Find out what you can do at the Second Amendment Rally, Saturday, December 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall. Speakers include Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local authorities who support our rights. Doors at the Anderson VFW Hall open at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, for the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment Rally.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment 4 on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton here on November 3rd. Did I just mispronounce my name, Jared? Is that why you're laughing at me? Connor Sutton. Wow. Hey, didn't get much sleep last night. Football game got over late. Sometimes it's a short rest time. All right, let's get into more of the NBA talk. Joseph with his hot take about the Denver Nuggets. That's just not going to happen. But all right, Jared, Joseph, we'll let you have that one. We'll let it go. I don't think the Nuggets are even going to be in the top six in the West, but that's fine. Utah.
Okay, then give me a top four in the West. I think the Nuggets slide into that top four, and the Jazz are in the conversation for the top four.
No, not even close.
Right now, the Blazers are sitting at a three seed, but we've seen the Blazers have the same team every single year and never have success.
Yeah, but not in the playoffs, but typically in the regular season, they're pretty good. I say top four teams right now, I would say the Jazz 4, Portland 3, and then Houston and Golden State.
Real creative. Sticking with Portland, they're currently in the 3 spot.
No, but they're typically good in the regular season. They are.
Denver's going to make a big leap. I just mentioned it to you, I know they've missed the playoffs for the past 2 years, but they, like, the West was super heavy 6-9
San Antonio,
year.
Maybe? San Antonio is always San Antonio.
DeMar DeRozan is a great pickup for them, but LaMarcus Aldridge is your best player, isn't going to get you a top 4-5 seed in the West.
When they have Greg Popovich as their coach,
they're going to be well
coached. They're going to have a chance to be a top. They're going to at least be in the top six.
They're going to be in the conversation. They're not going to be.
They're not going to be.
They'll be traveling for the first round. They'll be on the road.
Are the Lakers bad? They're 3-5. They play Portland tonight? Yeah, tonight.
I don't think they're as bad as people think they are. This team?
Luke Walton's on the hot seat.
Luke Walton is on the hot seat. I think deservingly, I don't think Luke Walton is a very good coach.
No, I don't think so either. I think when you went 24-0 with the Warriors a couple years ago, I think that got him the job.
And it's proven that it's tough to coach LeBron. Eric Spoelstra is the only one to ever outlast LeBron at a team.
Right. Eric Spoelstra is a genius. Eric Spoelstra is a top five coach in the NBA, in my opinion.
He's the second most tenured coach in the NBA now.
That's wild.
Behind Popovich.
That just is proof of how unbelievable the turnover is in coaches right now. I think the Lakers are going to take a while to get their stuff together, and when they do, they'll be good. Lonzo Ball can shoot a little bit now. Brandon Ingram's is always been good. He struggled a little bit this year. I think last year he even took a big step up in his second year. And they have a lot of young pieces. It's going to take them a while to kind of mesh and figure it out. But once they do, I think they'll be a good team. I think they'll probably be in the top four as well, at least in the conversation, maybe even the five seed. But for sure in the top five. They're 3-5. Again, you can't overreact over the first 8 or 9 games of the season. You just can't.
It's tough to bet against LeBron. But, like, you look at some of the pieces on that team, and I don't know.
They're not great, but they're not terrible. They still have the best player in the NBA.
Absolutely.
So they're going to be a top four seed. Put in the bank.
Put in the bank. Is that a bet?
Yeah, we can bet that if you want. Also, Clayton Kershaw. Well, obviously the Red Sox won the World Series, but Clayton Kershaw just signed a big deal with Los Angeles and basically put out this release saying he's out to disprove his critics. Here's my thing on Clayton Kershaw, and I don't know what it is, but certain guys have that big moment quality to where moment they're going to shine. And Clayton Kershaw has proven time and time again, I don't think he's that guy. He's very, very good in the regular season, but when the lights are shining brightest, he typically has not been that great. I don't know what, I should have looked up his postseason ERA, but it's not very good. And when you're trying to be a Hall of Famer, and I think he'll probably be a first ballot just because of how good he's been in the regular season, I don't think he's going to be in the conversation for like one of the greatest because he hasn't been able to perform in the postseason. Still doesn't have a World Series ring. He's gotten to the World Series twice, kind of struggled both times. He pitched a little bit better this time around than he has in the past. But even when they've got to the playoffs, the first couple times they were there, he just hasn't performed well. So I think Clayton Kershaw is out to disprove critics, obviously, because you kind of have to. What else is he supposed to do? He still hasn't had a chance to. He hasn't been able to win a World Series. The Red Sox this year are obviously a very, very good team and a better team than the Dodgers. But the Dodgers have good pieces. I mean, he just has struggled in the postseason, and I think it's going to take at least 2 years of him being really good in the postseason to kind of get away from that and quiet those murmurs. But we'll see. But I don't think Clayton Kershaw is that guy in the postseason. He's just not. We've seen him struggle. There are certain guys who shine in the biggest moments, and I don't think Clayton Kershaw is one of those guys. All right, fire three here as we're closing the show, the final segment here today. I'm going to start with my three picks that I think you should bet on here in the NFL. I think we talked about them earlier with Stretch for Spread as I went back in between segments and looked. Baltimore at home against Pittsburgh. Baltimore's favored by 3. Pittsburgh's coming off a bye week. They've been playing well. They struggled to begin the season. I think Pittsburgh's the team to take. Take them to cover on this because they have looked a lot better. I know James Conner. Actually, I think they did not have a bye week last week. They had a bye week 2 weeks ago. James Conner, the running back, had a really, really good week last week. And kind of quieting all thoughts about why don't we have Le'Veon Bell. So I think Pittsburgh has a good chance to win. Their defense has gotten much better over the weeks. Ben Roethlisberger's kind of settled down and returned to the old Big Ben. So if they stay healthy this week, I think they have a good chance to cover against Baltimore. So that's my first one. Take Pittsburgh to cover against Baltimore, plus 3. My next one, Detroit at Minnesota. Take Minnesota in this game. I think Detroit is not very good at all. The over-under on this is actually 49. And I was thinking about possibly taking the under on that because I think Detroit's going to really struggle against Minnesota's defense. I have Kirk Cousins on my fantasy team. He's been great this year. Kirk Cousins is one of the best fantasy quarterbacks I think you can have, by the way. But Minnesota, I think, will kind of dominate this game. They're a much better team than Detroit. if they their defense plays well, if Kirk Cousins can kind of play the game we expect him to play, then they have a... All right, my last one. Kansas City at Cleveland. Kansas City -8.5. I think Cleveland coming off a week where they've got their they're still trying to figure out their coaching situation. Their quarterback situation has been rough as well. If you look at the money lines on this, people are kind of on the same page as me here. I'm going to say take Kansas City. I think they're going to beat up Cleveland pretty good. The over-under is 52 because I think the Chiefs have been absolutely blowing up teams, and I think they'll do a really good job of that this week. So, okay, in the Fire 3, take Kansas City, -8.5, Pittsburgh, +3 to cover, and Minnesota, -5. That's our Fire 3 here to close the show. Joseph Van Dyke, appreciate you coming on and talking NBA with me. Our thanks, as always, to producer Jared King, and we will see you next week. This is Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. It's time for some... baby.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.